Radio. That introduction to this show, I think, what is the news that's coming on, you know, that we haven't talked about yet? It sounds like breaking news time. Hey, I tell you what, you're listening to A Progressive Life, and I'm Glenn Coble, and Dr. Feynman, are you there?
Yes, I am. Right. Came back from D.C. I was visiting my oldest son, yeah. David, over the weekend.
I hope you had a great time out there.
Yeah, we went to two Washington Nationals, Colorado Rockies games, and also saw the new Tom Cruise movie.
Oh.
It was really good. I really recommend it, yeah. And also went to the National Museum of American History, which I've been to years ago, but it's been a long time.
Oh, yeah, that's a great museum. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Part of the Smithsonian, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoy all the museums out there, but it's been years and years and years since I've seen them. I'm sure they've completely changed since I was there.
Well, they always have changing exhibits and new material, yeah. It was very interesting. We spent about 5 hours there, the two of us.
Wow.
The whole day, you know, plus having lunch, so maybe it was four and a half hours plus the lunchtime.
I bet that was great fun being with your son.
Yes, of course. I don't, you know, he doesn't live here. He lives in Bethesda. He's moving to D.C., you know, so same area, but he's been up there since year six, so.
Well, when he lived in Bethesda.
He is now in Bethesda, yeah.
When he lives there, he at least has representation. When he moves to D.C.,
yes,
he won't.
Even he is upset about that D.C. does not have representation. Yeah, it's.
Me too.
It's not right, it should. And so, apparently there's some movement on Puerto Rico possibly having a vote and maybe becoming a state if they vote and then coming in. So that would be interesting if that happens. And of course, much larger. But honestly, D.C. population is about the size of Wyoming and South Dakota.
Yeah,
and they have two senators each and a House member, and there's no reason why Washington, D.C. should not.
Yeah. They're about a half million, aren't they? Somewhere.
No, actually about 700,000.
Okay. It's a little bigger than that.
And actually, there was an amendment to the Constitution back in the 70s, I guess it was, but it only got 8 states to ratify.
Oh.
So, you know, it passed both houses at that point. But it didn't make it, I think, let's be realistic, because the majority of the population was African-American. I don't think it's quite that now. I think it's a little less than half, or not as much. But I think it was a racial attitude on the many part of many states. Oh, we don't want to have, you know, because they think it would be two black senators and a black House member. I do think it was a race issue, which is sad, because there was no good reason why it could not have become a state, but state legislatures refused to, you know, to consider it, except for about 8 states.
Yeah, and I remember people talking about that very fact that, oh, we can't have D.C.
About the race issue.
Yeah, because they're all black.
Well, I would say maybe it was 70%, but whatever it is. So Puerto Rico, that's not an excuse.
Yeah, that's it's right.
They're people. They're Americans.
They
you know,
are.
It should not matter.
They are.
You know, it's like it still dogs us. It always will, the race question and also the gender question. It's just, you know, and right now it's at its peak, unfortunately, with what the Republican Party has been doing on so many issues, including the abortion issue, which you want to start off with, right?
Well, actually, what I was going to start off with, because I just saw it pop up.
Not something bad again.
This is bad. Elon Musk has told people that if you do not show up for work, we will assume you've resigned. He says they can no longer work remotely like they have been doing. What's wrong with that guy?
Well, I mean, I can understand his view, but I don't think it should be mandated.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. If you're not going to show up, you're out of work, out of a job.
You know what I thought you were going to say? That you don't show up for work every day, you're fine, even if you're sick or whatever, of the death of the family. I thought you were going to say that. not as bad as that, but still, he's a monster. He really is.
He's kind of strange, isn't he?
Very strange guy. Married, I think, 4 times, and I think it's four times. And these people, you know, I think they're more dangerous in a way than Carnegie and Rockefeller and J.P. Morgan were 100 and more years ago. They are just totally out of control. Him and Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg and others like that. You know, Bill Gates, I really think so, you know.
I didn't know Ford and I didn't know...
Why didn't you? Now you're past 75.
Yeah, I know. But I didn't know any of those people. I bet there are...
Well, I know them in the sense students ask me about presidents like I knew them.
Yeah, well...
And I sometimes say, maybe I did.
Indirectly,
I'm coming from the light.
Yeah, indirectly. But no, now, I bet if we really dug into it and really knew the people of back then and the people of right now, I bet there are a lot of similarities between...
Oh, of course. There's arrogance and lack of compassion or empathy for anybody. All they think about is worshiping money.
Yeah.
And that's really a problem. We are in a Gilded Age, like the late 19th century. We call it the Gilded Age in American history.
Right.
We're in a new Gilded Age. And actually, the New York Times said that in 1973 because of the scandals of Nixon. And they actually said... A question mark, a new Gilded Age? Didn't answer it. You know, but it was like a question. Well, now I think we can say a new Gilded Age, double-sized and double emphasis.
Yeah.
And it's bad. It's bad for the country, and it makes more and more people victims for the few, you know, to have more and more and more. And it's not right. And people say, oh, that's socialism. No, it isn't. It's being compassionate and having decency. That's what we call progressivism.
I'm not quite sure.
Roosevelt type, you know.
I'm not quite sure socialism is that bad. Matter of fact,
no.
The more I think about it, the more I think I'm probably like Bernie. I'm kind of a democratic socialist.
Yes, and this is not talk about communism or about Fidel Castro and Nikita Khrushchev.
Right.
It's people that say that, including a lot of people in South Florida, mostly Cuban because of Castro, but even those who are not, there's a lot of Republican support, but honestly, they just don't understand. We are not Fidel Castro. These people like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, and even AOC is no harm to anybody. She may be a little more extreme, but she's far less dangerous than Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert.
They're a lot prettier.
And prettier, too, and smarter.
And smarter.
Well, I mean, it's ridiculous the way they make her out to be such a monster, AOC.
Yeah, well.
You notice, she has initials like LBJ. She's only a congresswoman for 3 years, but yet she's known as AOC, not Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That itself makes her famous, because usually it's only somebody who's really high-level, powerful, like JFK, FDR, LBJ, who's known by initials.
Right. Well, the reason why she's known by initials is nobody could remember what her name was. That name is tough to...
But it's funny how all these people say, oh, she's just a bartender. She also is an honors graduate of Boston University.
Yep.
That was a job she had, but they look down on somebody as a bartender. That's the problem. These Republicans and conservatives look down on people with regular jobs because all they think about is the high-powered money jobs. But people work their way up. You can't expect that everybody has a great job, but you know, when they're 18 or whatever in college, that's insane. You know,
well, we have people in our legislature who didn't graduate from high school. So if she's bad, what are they? Oh my.
Yeah.
Well, now let's go to if Roe is struck down.
I think it's going to be.
Yeah.
If it is, it'll be at least limited more.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping Roberts can get one of the either Barrett or Kavanaugh to join to make it 5-4, not to get rid of it completely. You know, that's still possible. But also Roberts could also join the five and make it 6-3. I hope not.
Yeah.
If it does, it totally destroys his legacy beyond anything, because he would have been part of it if he does that. I think he will vote 5-4 and they'll probably lose, but I think he'll join the three Democrats on that, I think. But it'll be interesting to see, because this is his legacy. Even if the whole court goes against it, if he stands up against it, it will make him look better than if he joins them.
Yeah, I think you're right. Now, what would happen, and there's been talk that this will happen amongst the states now.
Yeah, like Oklahoma.
Yeah, where they're going to ban people from going across their border to get an
abortion. I don't
know
how they can do that.
How do they do that? What are their thinking?
You don't have to announce why you're leaving the state.
No.
If you go in a car or a plane. I don't understand it. And I think that is true fascism to the extreme.
Oh my.
It would be contested in court and probably could not, until at least was looked at on the higher court level, I don't think it could be enforced. But this is crazy. And it's also, they're saying that, I think it's Oklahoma, I think it is, that says conception is the beginning of coverage, not even like 6 weeks or 15 yeah. weeks. In other words, once you're impregnated, that's it. And that is crazy, especially when there's so many people, and there's so many that have rape and incest. Not so few. It's not that uncommon as people think. And then life of the mother, not caring about the life of the mother.
And it's only one step away from taking little 14-year-old boys who just masturbated in the bathroom and throwing them in jail.
They wouldn't do it to the boys. And the point is,
yeah,
now
right.
there's also talk about who was it? I think it was J.D. Vance, oh my God, in Ohio,
yes.
wants to get rid of adult entertainment, make it illegal. Can you believe that? He's sick. You're not going to get rid of it. There's no way to ban that. That's not saying I endorse it, but this is part of human existence, and you're not going to be able to do that. It's like he's gone off the wall, as has Dr. Oz. These people that are somewhat famous and then get endorsed by Trump, and Oz hasn't won it in Pennsylvania yet, but it looks like he will. It's very close, but it's already a smack in the face that he didn't win it easily over this other guy. Mm-hmm. But in the case of Vance, he's a monster. Hopefully Ryan can win that seat.
Yeah, hopefully
so. Ohio looks terrible, and
yeah,
it really does. You know,
well,
it's such a right-wing state. So is Florida, of course. I'm not claiming it's better here, but still, the man is not somebody who should be in the Senate, and he is really J.D. Vance. He really he's lost his whole reputation.
Well, Scott and I were talking this morning, and I pointed out when I ran for office, I knew darn well the chance of me winning were slim and none because I do not go along with the opinions of the majority of this state. And I hate to say it, this state is a Republican state, and it's not just because of gerrymandering. We actually, in polls, the things like the gun rules and abortion rules, they're all supported by most Republican, by a lot of the members of the of Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio used to be a swing state in presidential elections.
Not anymore.
No longer is.
Well, my opponent was a pro-gun and anti-abortion, and
is it a woman?
Yeah, and
she had an abortion, but she covered it up. Believe me, a lot of these people say that have had experiences. They just don't tell you about it.
She's still in office, still taking money from a householder who is that thief that took $60 million.
Your state is corrupt as Florida and Texas are. They all are corrupt.
We are.
This is Gilded Age, number two, but much worse than number one.
Oh, my. And there's not much we can do about it
right
now.
And yet you have good candidates. You have Ryan and you have Nan Whaley.
Yeah.
And what I hear that some people say, she's too liberal. Bull feathers.
She's not too liberal. No.
She's decent. She's humane. She has a good record. That she should really win. She won't, I guess. But honestly, Ohio deserves much better.
Yeah.
Even the governor. Okay, he's all right. The governor, I don't think he's that great. He was good in some ways, but I really think it is time to have a woman governor. It really is.
Well, it can't hurt because the past Democratic or Republican governors have been kind of middle of the road. Kasich and also, what's his name? Our governor right now.
Kasich is good. I'm not perfect, but I really like Kasich. I wish he had been able to be the Republican nominee in 2016.
Well, I'm glad he wasn't because he might have won.
It was 2012 he ran, but he would have been the best person. Well, actually, he did run in 16. I'm thinking of... I can't think of his name. No, the one in Utah, John Huntsman. They're the only good Republican candidates. John Huntsman in 12 and Kasich in 16 were really decent. Right now, there's nobody really good.
Well, I'm going to agree with you, but I know we have listeners out there that won't agree with you, but that's fine. That's what we're talking about, being able to talk. We talked about that. Scott and I talked about that. Scott says, well, nobody's being shut up right now, by the government, and that's why we know that democracy is going to hold.
I'm not as optimistic as Scott is. I hope so, but they're going to restrict who can vote, and they're going to have secretaries of state who will decide to not count the popular vote to figure out who the electors are for the electoral college. Then it is not a democracy, and that's the danger with these secretaries of state positions, as in many states, such as in Pennsylvania. If the Republican nominee wins for that, then it doesn't matter what the vote is. They're going to support the Republican nominee, and that's fraudulent and it's corrupt.
I don't think the Germans in the 1930s even had an inkling of what Hitler was going to become, but he did become it. And see, my feeling is that when Scott and I were talking about it, he says, yeah, but we would know it. Well, we wouldn't know it. It would be covered up. That sort of thing, as far as I'm concerned, they're not going to bring that out in the open until they have the strings of power.
Yeah, but they're also, you know, I'm saying the media here is luckily it's exposing a lot of it. A lot of people just don't want to hear it. They watch Fox News and they listen to all the lies and deceit rather than follow CNN and MSNBC and ABC, CBS, and NBC. It's, you know, and you can't reason with these people. They're so damn stupid and so easily manipulated. That's what makes me furious about people. They just believe what they want to believe, even if there's no evidence to it at all.
Well, that's what I was talking to Scott, and I said, our people are believing all these talking points, and talking points are only half-truths. Talking points are intended to move you one way or the other, and both Republicans and Democrats have it. Don't listen to talking points. Educate yourself. That's what
and
I
also think. The QAnon conspiracy is still so widespread
for
the Republican Party, which is very scary. You know?
Yeah, that is scary.
Now, people who are intelligent could believe that, but I know people who are no longer talked to who are, I really have to say, I think they're mentally disturbed because they just don't get it. You know, sorry.
Would you, okay, speaking, we were talking about what would happen if Roe was struck down and people try to go across the Oklahoma border without permission. What about going to the Native American nations?
I don't think there's any way for the government to stop what happens on Native American land.
I don't think so.
The Interior Department controls that, and the Interior Secretary now is Deb Haaland, who is a Native American. Mm-hmm. Not that that is the issue. And I don't think they could do anything about that.
Well,
because Oklahoma didn't treat its Indians all along very well anyway.
They sure didn't. And they put up Native Americans throughout the United States, put up casinos where the states didn't allow it. So they can do that, I think.
Yes.
I don't know that they will.
Well, there are Native American women who probably would want abortions, too.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a possibility.
And don't forget, a lot of these people, not a lot, but there are people who are Native American women who are abused by whites, or at least not Native Americans only, and are raped. That happens. People think it doesn't. It does. So, I mean, you know, there's been so much abuse toward Native Americans as well as other people of color. But Native Americans, you know, on their lands, I don't think they can be told what to do.
But nope. Down in Florida where you live, you're not allowed to talk about that, are you?
Well, actually, we have the, you know, the casinos here and all that.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to talk about anything that might scare somebody.
Well, you can't teach, anybody can be a teacher now. You can't talk about the history of the United States, about slavery and segregation and the, you know, and Native Americans, what happened to them, and Asian Americans and everything else. And you can't bring up the subject of gay. There's no such thing as gay people, and you can't allow gay people or transgender people or anything about that. Now, again, I say you don't have to like that somebody is a certain background. But you can't deny that they exist. And it's just, Ron DeSantis is out of control. So is Greg Abbott. They both need to be defeated. It's going to be hard, but I hope they can because they are monstrous.
Well, how can they make laws like that? I would think that would be...
Because the legislature's heavily Republican.
Wouldn't that be anti... our Constitution?
Well, there'll be court cases, so that may slow up the ability to enforce. That's the one thing. But meanwhile, I'm thinking particularly if someone is gay or lesbian or transgender, and they're going to have they already have enough to deal with being, and then having all the opposition and all the hatred and the venom against them. I mean, this is why suicides increase.
Yeah.
Why also we have more murders of people, because somebody decides, well, if somebody is not straight, I have a right to murder him, you know, or her.
Yeah. Oh, my.
It's just sick. We really are a sick nation now. I'm sorry. I'm very negative because I can't see the future being much better. And then in the middle of all this, we have the Ukraine war, which is the economy and shortages of different products and all that. Mm-hmm. And now the shootings and nobody, very little willingness to do anything about this. It's...
Well, we're talking about the shootings. I mean, you brought that up.
Yeah.
Who I'm trying to figure out who to blame for all those kids being stuck in the room with the shooter while he's shooting them.
It's a local police chief who's now on the city council, I gather.
Really?
Ridiculous. He should be arrested and go to prison. and also the police themselves, they apparently are afraid to go in because they might get killed. I'm sorry, if you're a police officer, law enforcement, you have to realize, like the military, you might get killed, but that's your job. You shouldn't be a police officer in law enforcement or in the military if you can't handle that.
Well, one of the children who was killed, I believe, was on 911 or something.
Called a number of times, yes. Yeah.
What a horrible...
And to me, it's... And also, I'm so upset about the teachers who died and the one case where the teacher's husband dropped dead of a heart attack 2 days later.
Is that right? I didn't
that,
know that.
I had such tears over. I've never been so upset. Even now, I'm still upset about that. And I was so emotional that this happened. This husband, you know, died, you know, of a broken heart, leaving four children. Luckily, they are 23 to 13 age, okay. So at least there's a couple of so-called adults there. Yeah. You know, they're over 18, but still, it could have been even younger. But to lose both your parents to this monster and had a right to get a weapon like that that's not for hunting, you know, for hunting deer or anything, it should never have been allowed. And I blame the government of Texas. There's no gun laws, no regulation at all. And I say the entire Texas state government should be forced out of office. But they probably won't be. And when Beto O'Rourke got up to complain, he was shouted down as if he was wrong. He was right.
He was right, but Scott brings up an interesting point on that. Was that not political theater? That bothered
me a
little.
No, it's not political theater.
It bothered me.
It's not political theater when you have people being murdered to bring it up and nothing was done properly. That's bull. I'm sorry. I don't agree with him on that.
Well, no.
Because everything's political theater. How about the other side? I think it's perfectly legitimate to bring it up.
Okay. I think it is, too. I'm just not sure why he did it at a press conference that he obviously knew there were going to be lots of cameras there.
But that's true of all people in government.
Yeah,
I
that's
still don't
true.
See that as political theater. I think that's just excuses. People don't want to take responsibility for the fact of what occurred. And, of course, if you don't know anybody who got killed, you may not care that much about it. Well, I do care. And anybody who's any decency should care. And that should not have been allowed to happen. There should have been gun laws that prevented that from happening. And that's the responsibility of the Texas state government. And that's why he needs to be defeated.
Well, now, this also brings up another thing. The Second Amendment says basically that it's done for to have a well-regulated militia.
It got distorted by the Supreme Court because of Scalia, again, another right-wing thing. But it did not mean, as I understand it, that all weapons were open to anybody. Maybe regular, you know, ordinary, you know, hand weapons, things like that, but not AR-15s.
I think in 1970, I was watching it on TV this morning, the lady said that the rules that were brought up that got the AR-15s taken off the streets.
The Clinton, it was off the street for 10 years.
Yeah, the rule was that guns that have unusual needs.
Destructive capabilities.
Well, no, it was kind of vague. Things that were not... A normal type of gun should not be allowed. Now,
what's not a normal type of gun? It obliterates a person. It doesn't leave anything left.
Well, then they
should show photographs of that.
The powers that be decided that since so many people owned AR-15s, that it was not an unusual gun. Well, it is an unusual gun. And I was thinking about that obliteration. The AR-15 will just explode the body.
Yes.
What
does anybody need that for? Everyone who owns that should be required to hand it in or face arrest. Because what do you need that for? You're not going to shoot a deer. You won't be able to eat the deer or anything.
No, of course.
Anybody who owns that is mentally ill. You don't need AR-15s.
Well, and
it should be banned, and it should be required, as in other countries, they had to hand them in New Zealand, and I think it was Australia. And Britain and Canada when they had a massacre, and they did it.
Yeah, and now I was listening to a show where they were talking about it would take 600 years to get, if you got one of those guns off every minute, it would take 600 years to get rid of all the guns. Well, it doesn't. You wouldn't get one off the street every minute. You'd get hundreds, if not thousands, off if you made it against the rule. Now, the people that say only bad people will have those guns, though.
No, sure.
It's probably true that the bad people...
I see what you're saying, yeah.
But
there's a lot of sick people who should not have any guns at all, period, but certainly not an AR-15.
Well, when you and I were young, I think it was against the law to have a gun out in public, wasn't it?
Yes, and it
unless
should not be that you don't need to register, you don't need training. You need a training to have a license to drive. Yeah. You can't smoke in most states or illegally or get beer before 21. Look, it's just insane what Texas has.
Training is, in my opinion, does very little anyway, but you should at least try to do it. I was trained how to use a gun in...
Well, you were in the military.
Yeah,
that's different.
But 5 years after getting out of the military, I couldn't tell you what I was trained. That really can't.
No, but I'm saying, except for the military or police, why does anybody need a weapon? Why does an 18-year-old want that? What makes them want it? If I had a kid who wanted that and my sons didn't, I would think there was a problem. We'd have to have them checked out because it's just not normal. You don't need a weapon like that. But in many cases, they get it without the parents even being aware. Their own home, they don't know what you have.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen in my house.
That's crazy.
My wife knew everything. If a kid was eating an apple in another room, she'd know he was eating an apple. She'd know exactly. As a matter of fact, I went out on hunts with my wife at 2 o'clock in the morning to find one of my sons who liked to occasionally go to late night parties, and we walked right into the parties and dragged him out.
He didn't appreciate that, did he?
Yeah, not at the time, but he has told us.
He didn't have a weapon on him.
No, he didn't. But he has told us since that he was glad that we were that way.
Yeah. The kids don't know what's good for themselves. No. That's why you need strong parenting, because the kids, of course, they want to rebel, but honestly, obviously you were both very good parents.
Well,
a little overbearing.
I was overbearing. My wife was perfect.
Oh, my God. That just sounds funny. Look at his face when you walked in, huh?
Oh, it was not happy. It was not happy. Now, I'm saying all these nice things about my wife because she's kind of let me buy an RV, and today I'm going to buy it, so I have to be nice to my wife right now.
Well, you should be anyway. You're married 52 years now?
Yeah, kind of boring.
Well, at least you have a wife. I don't, so.
I'm not sure she wants to be my wife, but there you go. What can I say? Okay. This is going international as opposed to local. What is going to happen? Because the European countries basically have banned the purchase, I think about 90% of oil from Russia.
Yes.
Is that going to ignite Russia? Will that make them angrier?
Well, they're angry anyway, but I also gather Putin is quite ill. I don't think he has long to live.
Said that last week, and where do you hear that sort of thing?
I don't know, different sources, you know, suppose he has a doctor with him all the time. You don't know what's really true, that's the whole thing, but I think he does have health issues, I don't think there's any question.
Maybe he's gay and the doctor's gay too. I mean, you know, the guy rides around on a naked shirt and
well,
stuff.
That was years ago, though. That was a long time ago.
And I was being very...
Bad. But I do think that the Russians really are not, 3 months into the war, sure they're doing death and destruction, but they're not winning the war, and they're using equipment that's 50, 60 years old, and the allies, you know, NATO allies are really helping Ukraine, and I'll be honest, if Trump was president, he would be backing Putin, and he would tell NATO go to hell, and we would withdraw from NATO. That's why
sure. That
alone is a reason. You cannot elect a president, whether it's him or anyone else who's isolationist and says we cannot be involved in what goes on with Russia and Ukraine or in Europe. I'm sorry. We can't go back to the 1930s. It doesn't work.
Well, and he's handling it differently than we did back then. He's not sending troops on the ground. He's just doing everything else he can do to make their life miserable.
And I think he's done a wonderful job on this Ukraine. I'm talking about Biden.
Yeah.
He's done a wonderful job, and he's also been a person who's shown empathy and compassion in Buffalo and now in this case and all the others. This is the kind of person we need in the White House. And yes, he stumbles a little bit. So
what?
He knows what he's doing. He has more brains in his head than Trump has in his rear ends. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous, you know?
I hope so. Because that's the only place that Trump has any brains, I guess.
Now, there's a word that starts with an A and ends with an E, 7 letters, but I'm not going to say it.
Okay. All right. We can't say that on the air.
Well, but people figured out what I just said.
I know.
I mean, the guy is nuts. He's a wacko. And now he's taking credit for Herschel Walker winning. Herschel Walker won the nomination because he's a football hero.
Yeah.
He's a monster of a candidate. I don't think he's going to win.
And he barely won. He didn't really win.
No, actually, Herschel Walker won easily.
Oh, did he?
Pause.
Oh, Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
the point
right.
is now Herschel Walker's annoyed that he's taking credit Trump for that he won. So, you know,
I don't know.
Walker, if he beats the pastor, Warnock, that would be unbelievable immorality because the man is a monster. He really is. And Warnock is a decent human being.
Interesting.
It's a black-on-black race.
Yeah.
It's the only other time was Illinois when Barack Obama was elected against a black candidate who was a nut. So in this case, it's a nut again, and Warnock should win.
Well, now, I was listening to Herschel Walker. They were interviewing him.
It doesn't make any sense.
And he is not a bright, or he doesn't seem to be.
I think he might have been affected by playing football. I mean,
yeah,
he might have been that.
Too many bangs to the head, it seems like.
Yes, and also, he claimed he graduated college and he was top in the class. He all lied. He didn't graduate. He wasn't at the top of the class. All kinds of things. And he doesn't debate. Is that going to be allowed that he doesn't debate or answer questions of news media? What kind of a country is this? We're not going to have debates and news media.
Well,
that should be, and the same with Republicans for 2024. They're claiming they're not going to get involved in debates required by the Presidential Commission, whatever it is. They have to be required or they will not be allowed to be on the ballot, is what I would argue. But I guess I can say that. It's not going to happen. But honestly, there's no such thing as not agreeing to debate and not agreeing to news media to be there. You know, like Ron DeSantis has people kicked out if they ask a question he doesn't like. Sorry, that's not the game.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
But right now we've set a precedent, or at least former president has, that lying is part of the game.
Yes, and I'm not saying every Democrat is 100% accurate, but
no.
Republicans lie so much more. Oh, my God.
It does seem
if they have
way.
People following them, it just drives me crazy. It's like the country's gone insane.
Yeah.
In many of these states.
Well, don't worry about it because JFK is coming back.
JFK Jr., yeah. I bet there's still people in Dallas waiting.
Yeah, I bet there are.
It's so crazy.
It's good for the hotel economy down there. They've got to have rooms.
Oh, my God. It's hard to even believe what's going on. It's like it seems unreal. Like it's almost like a movie, not reality, you know.
Now, this is an interesting statement this week, is that people are saying that, Biden says that McConnell is a reasonable Republican.
He's saying that because he's a minority leader and might be the majority leader, God forbid.
So he's being
Well, he's not as crazy as some in the caucus. I mean, there's all gradations, but he has done more damage, I think, than any other member of the Senate on the Republican side, because he has set up the Supreme Court to become an extremist organization, and he certainly had no right to prevent Garland from being considered in 2016, and to push through Barrett with just a few days to go. Those were outrageous actions, and the man really has no ethics, morals, or scruples at all. But compared to some, he's certainly not the worst in the Senate of the Republicans, but he's also the leader, so he's playing politics, I guess you could say, that Biden is saying what he has to say. I'm sure he says other things privately, but he's trying to work with McConnell wherever he can on some kind of gun reform.
The hypocrisy right there from McConnell is breathtaking.
Yes, John Cornyn from Texas is not as extreme as Ted Cruz, oh my God. But I'm surprised that he's willing to promote some idea of a compromise with Chris Murphy of Connecticut and others. But of course, nobody is worse than Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is off. It's just, it's hard not to be cursing Ted Cruz. He is, I said back in 16, out of the 17 candidates, including horrible people like Rand Paul and Donald Trump, I thought at the time Cruz was more dangerous even than Trump. Now I don't know if I'd say that, but the thought that he could even be the nominee is sickening.
Do you think there's any wing of the Republican Party could still be reasonable? Is there more
than
that?
Well, there was Liz Cheney.
Right.
Again, I'm not a fan of Dick Cheney, but Liz has won the JFK Award, you know, profiles in courage, and she really has shown courage. She might lose her seat. I don't think she will.
I don't either.
But if she does, but she certainly stood up for her principles. Same with Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, who also is on the January 6th committee, Republican, and he's also said there needs to be some kind of gun reform when he had never been for it before, so I'm glad of that. Mitt Romney, again, I'm not a fan of Mitt Romney, but compared to all the others, you know, he's certainly better than many of them. And also Ben Sasse, S-A-S-S-E.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, all of those that you mentioned, I would say I have not heard them lie or...
No, those four. Particularly those four. No, you're right.
Yeah.
Sasse, Romney, I also would say basically Murkowski and Collins. I'm not a big fan of Collins, the way she acts sometimes, but Murkowski, of course, they're women. Murkowski and Collins also. I'd say those four senators and two House members, and a few others of the House members who voted to impeach but did not get involved on the January 6th committee or haven't spoken up for it. There were a few others. So there's a small number, a small band, but the Republican Party is certainly not the party of the past.
Well, I think that one of the things that all of our voters should take note of, at least, and I don't think they are right now, is can the person be trusted, and does the person have a good moral value for their life? Now, what isn't that what the, excuse me, the Christian church is all about?
Yes.
I don't understand how we can allow people like we are allowing to be in our government if we're a Christian nation, which is something
we're not a Christian nation.
I know we aren't, but that's what they're saying.
We have a majority of people who are Christian born, I guess, but we're a nation of Christians that are the largest group, but we are not a nation based on religion, and that's the problem. These people want to make it so. It's not.
Now,
I know they say that, yeah.
I mentioned to Scott this morning, I was listening to the Obits, and I was stunned at the number of people that do not want a funeral. Many of them will have a memorial, but many of them have gone past having a funeral. They've done away with the niceties of our religious
stuff. Some of the people, the children in Texas, you mean?
No, I'm talking about people here in Marion, Ohio, 84-year-old people and 79-year-old people are saying they don't want a funeral, which tells me that they're giving up. They're at least starting to understand that maybe the religion is not what it was cracked up to be.
Religion is in decline. I mean, people may be born something, but religion is in decline, young people particularly, and I think it's good because you can have the religious values of Jesus, Moses, people like that, but you don't have to believe in an organized religion that controls your life and everything you say and do, because look at all the cases of all the sexual deviancy in the evangelical Christian Baptist Church, the Catholic Church, even some cases of Orthodox Jews, even of other groups. I mean, the fact is religion has become a business for people to make money and manipulate people's minds. And it doesn't mean you're against God, but you don't have to believe in organized religion.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that.
So I'm Jewish, but I'm a Reformed Jew. I'm not an Orthodox Jew. I was maybe a conservative, middle-of-the-road Jew when I was bar mitzvahed. But I look at religion, and I say, I don't have to go to synagogue regularly. I don't have to follow all the procedures and all the commitments. But it's the way I treat people every day. If I treat them with dignity and kindness and respect, then indeed I'm a good person.
Those traditions that your religion follows come from thousands of years ago, or at least hundreds of years ago, by people that thought the earth was flat. I mean,
and people probably believe that, you know?
And same with the Christian religion. Same with the Muslims, where their religion came 400 years after Christ.
732.
So, yeah.
Actually, seven centuries later,
Seven. So they thought the earth was flat, too.
632, six centuries, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know why do we still believe in people that were so ignorant they didn't know the earth was round?
Because people don't like science either.
Yeah, I know, and that's kind of scary. Okay, where are we going here? Well, other countries like us, Australia, and I think you mentioned this, have reduced gun ownership.
Australia, Canada, Britain,
And they're, I think Australia, I listened to, Australia's Prime Minister said that they had one mass gun shooting since they did away with people just being running willy-nilly with guns.
And I still say it can be done. It's not going to be easy, but it can be done, but nobody wants to do it because they get too much money from the NRA.
Yeah.
And, that's the problem. People don't care about people. That's the thing. People say they're pro-life on fetuses. Every fetus that's every fetus that is created must be born. But then they don't care if the child gets killed in a school or the parents can't afford to take care of a child because of poverty.
And they believe in the death penalty too.
And they believe in the death penalty too. Yeah. These people have no soul. They really have no soul, and they are evil people. I'm sorry, not just bad, evil people who just think about their own money and welfare and don't care about anybody else.
Why don't you tell it the way you really feel?
I just believe it's necessary to say the truth, you know?
Yeah, I do too. Why do you think that that one party, the Republican Party, has ceased to...
Because they want power and wealth. That's all they want.
You think that's what it is? Or do you think they're just totally ignorant?
Well, part of it might be ignorance, but yeah. I mean, when you look at people like Marjorie Taylor Greene...
Well, there's ignorance personified.
Oh, my God, and Lauren Boebert and Madison Cawthorn, who will be leaving us, at least he got defeated for the nomination. And not only those, but even others in the party, they're people who are out in the western states that are secretaries of state, or other people that are just lunatics, I really think that there's a crisis... For democracy, it's not going to be that easy to keep democracy alive, and certainly those of us who feel it's absolutely essential have to speak up, not be afraid, and not say we're going to be nice to people and worry about people saying it's playing politics. Everybody's playing politics. Yeah. But the fact is, the governor refuses to do anything about it in Texas, and he had a right, his opponent, to speak up on it.
Yeah, I think he had a right to speak up. I just thought it was a little bit, having done it where he did it, I just thought maybe it was a little bit over the top as far as
politics. It's getting attention at the time, because the governor doesn't really seem all that fazed by it. Do you feel that he really is upset about it? I don't see it.
He was upset by Beto doing it. Boy.
Yes, that he was, but not about the reality, because he doesn't really care about people's lives. And he himself is in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
That's what gets me. How can someone be in a wheelchair and not understand the value of human life? I mean, FDR and even George Wallace, when he was shot in 1972, he was in a wheelchair. He changed his views and he apologized for his past, mm-hmm. and they showed humanity, both of them. FDR, of course, very different than George Wallace, but yet Madison Cawthorn doesn't care, and he's in a wheelchair, and certainly Greg Abbott, and that's what I just don't get. What is wrong with these people?
That's a question I've been asking for years, unfortunately, at least when I started running for office.
Particularly when you've been disabled yourself.
Yeah.
That you just... And it's clear that Greg Abbott doesn't care about anything but just absolute power, and neither does the Attorney General, who got nominated again despite being under indictment for the last 7 years. I don't know how he even could be in office. And George P. Bush lost. Now, I'm not saying I love George P. Bush, Jeb Bush's son, President George W. Bush's nephew, but it's astounding that he could not win over someone who's been indicted. And, there's something really going wrong in Texas. There really is.
Well, there's a lot of money that gets these people voted in, and as soon as the American population figures out that they're being bought rather than being convinced, I think it'll help us much.
But imagine George P. Bush, the name George Bush, not winning.
You would think that the name alone would get you one.
Of course, he's also half Hispanic. His mother is from Mexico.
Oh, well, that explains it.
So maybe that was a factor because of the racism in Texas. There definitely is against Latinos.
Yeah. Now, do you have that problem in Florida?
In what respect? What do you mean?
Well, you have an awful lot of people that came up from
Cuba. Well, Cubans tend to be Republicans because of Castro. The other Latino groups tend to more likely be Democrats as a majority, but Cubans have never gotten over Castro, and they blame John F. Kennedy because the Bay of Pigs failed, and they think of, not saying all of them, but many of the other ones think that Democrats are all a bunch of commies, and that's what they're doing, and they're convincing Venezuelans and Colombians and others who live in Florida the same way, so they're being sucked into voting for the Republicans.
Do they know what a communist is?
Not really. They know they don't like Castro. By the way, there was something came out I saw on the internet where the National Archives has FDR, a letter to FDR by 12-year-old Fidel Castro.
Really?
In 1940, I think, I think wishing him a happy birthday or something. Oh, actual letter from 12-year-old Fidel Castro to FDR. That quote can make somebody say, ooh, he was writing to a Democrat.
Yeah, but he was...
But I think that's quite fascinating. They have the handwritten letter by Fidel Castro.
Yeah, but everybody knows that FDR was a communist.
Well, some people
what really, stop and think about it. What is wrong with being a communist? A communist means that you think all people should share.
Well, you don't want to be a communist that oppresses people like Stalin or Castro.
You don't want to be that type of
guy. That means socialism is what you're talking about. Communism, however, unfortunately, is not Karl Marx, unfortunately.
No.
It is the absolute control by people like Stalin or Castro. So
that's what it became.
That used to be against, yes.
Hey, we're down to our final minute and a quarter. You got anything else we got to talk about before we get out of here?
Well, the one thing I got to say is that I was away for a week, and I actually didn't write on my blog because I was going to be away. So I did write yesterday about the gun issue, about what happened while
good.
I was away, what was happening around the time I went away, but nothing specific. But I think I've more than made clear that I'm quite disgusted with the state of things, and I just wish things could get better. But I'm still very supportive that things will get better with Joe Biden, and I just hope and pray the Democrats can keep control of Congress, but it's going to be hard.
His approval rating's still hanging below 40, so let's see if we can't help that out a little bit.
Well, I hope so. Anyway, had a good time, and we'll see you next week, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Dr. Feinberg. We appreciate you coming on.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Dr. Feinman, one of our best friends here at WWGH, and he always tells it the way he believes it, right? Now, you don't have to believe it, but these are just opinions. These are not facts, always. These are opinions. So, thanks for listening. Hope I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk.